Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It is Tuesday, January 28th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in yet again to hear what we have to offer tonight on this platform we know as the big call. But before we get started too far along, let's pray the call in, and then I can't wait to hear what Sue has found for us tonight in the way of a teaching. So let's pray this call in. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've blessed us with so far, where we are in this expedition of search for what will be an incredible blessing. Thank you for all of it, even the tough times that we go through, because we do go through them. And when we go through them, it strengthens us and gives us joy. It is something that we need to do to make ourselves even stronger. Thank you for everything that we've gone through so far and what we're about to receive and achieve. And thank you for the love that you have shed abroad in our hearts. Everything else that we love and care about, and everything else that matters. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, your teachings have been very good for years now, years and years, and I bet tonight will be no exception, Sue, no exception.
I'm looking forward to this teaching, because I really settled on what you just said, Bruce, which is a lot of us, you being the OG, old guy, not really, but you know, the founder of this, it's called the OG,
thank
old girl.
Thank you, OG.
Old girl,
old girl. Yeah.
You're right. And to realize what that takes. What it takes for anybody that's listening to us right now, it's something to really be celebrated, because your soul chose this path when so many people don't even know about it. And so this teaching tonight is a pre-celebration for Mr. Ken. I wonder if he's listening.
Mm. Ken of K&J.
And it's a pre-celebration, and it's dedicated to the beauty of love. Make it all the way. In the scripture, Abraham is listed as one of the heroes of faith. God made him one of the first covenants with him. In Genesis 12, God told Abraham to leave his country, his people, and his father's household, and he would make Abraham into a great nation. Abraham traveled to the land of Canaan, and God promised to give this land to his offspring, the Promised Land. What's interesting is that many years before this, Abraham's father, Terah, had taken Abraham and Sarah and his grandson, Lot, and left their hometown of Ur with the goal of settling in Canaan. Genesis 11 says that Abraham's father was going to the Promised Land just like God told Abraham later. But it says he stopped along the way and settled in Haran. Why did he stop? Were there too many difficulties? It was hard traveling with all of his flocks and herds. He had his family and their possessions. It wasn't comfortable. He finally decided, I can't go any farther. I know this isn't the Promised Land, but it's good enough. At least we can survive out here. At least we can make it. How many times do we do the same thing? We start off right. We have a big dream. We're fulfilling our destinies. But along the way, we face opposition. We get tired. We don't commit to our very best. Adversity arises. Too many times we say, what's the use? I can never live up to this promise. My marriage is never getting better. I'll never accomplish my dreams. I'm just settling here. Or, Sue is adding this, the RV is never going to get here.
No, don't say that.
Comes up in people's minds, I guarantee. But I want to light a new fire in you today. You're not weak, defeated, or lacking. You've been armed with strength for every battle. That obstacle, it's no match for you. You have the most powerful force in the universe breathing through you. Don't be a weakling. Be a warrior or a warrior goddess. Don't be a weakling. Your marriage is worth fighting for. Your love is worth fighting for. Your health is worth fighting for. Your dreams and your children are worth fighting for. Dig in and say, I'm in it to win it. I know God didn't bring me this far to leave me here. I'm not settling for halfway, three-fourths of the way, or nine-tenths of the way. Wild horses couldn't keep me from my promised land. If you're to be victorious, you must have a made-up mind. Be determined. You can't give up when life becomes difficult. You can't complain because it's taking a long time. You can't be discouraged because you went through a setback. You can, but it's not what God promised through you. Everything God promised you is worth fighting for. So you need to be in it for the long haul. You may need to pull up your stakes. You camped and settled halfway like Abraham's father. You've become comfortable and decided that your dreams or that love will never come to pass. Your health will never improve. Or you just can't follow through like you promised. You'll never get out of debt. I'm asking you to pack up your tent, gather up your belongings, and start moving forward. You may have hit a temporary delay, but that's okay. That won't stop you from fulfilling your destiny. Today can be your new beginning. God is breathing new life into your spirit. He has greater victories in front of you. Get a vision for it. The Creator of the universe is arranging things in your favor. He said no good thing would he withhold because you walk uprightly. He will not withhold the right person, the wisdom, the breaks, or the turnaround. That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that was really good. Thank you for doing a wonderful job bringing that teaching out to us like you did. It was really, I would call it sort of a pep talk. I would call it a wonderful, encouraging teaching to us. You know, the thing about it is we don't want to say something never is going to happen or I'll never get out of debt or this or that. You know, when you speak that negativity, you know, that's really your result is going to be what you're actually saying, because what you think in your heart, the mouth speaks, and what you speak out becomes a real living thing. And it can be something that could come back to bite you. So before you even think thoughts like that or speak thoughts like that, think of the consequence of that speech, because it means, you know, that you're not really believing that something other than a negative thought is going to happen for you. And when I tried to stop Sue from saying, the RV is never going to happen. I mean, I know some of you, I've never had that thought, never. And I won't ever have it. But some people I know have thought that way or thought, when is this thing going to happen? I've been in it for 2.5 weeks. Well, you know, it might take a little longer than you've been in it. I'm probably one of the last of the people that had gotten in early, fairly early, a little over 20 years ago. And, you know, I've paid attention to it virtually every day since then, reading what I could read, listening to calls I could hear, certain, you know, pieces of information back when I could read. I was reading stuff online and so on. But the trick now is just to hang in there until the end. So what's interesting about Abraham was God called him the father of many nations. And he took him outside to look at the stars in the sky and said, you know, the stars in the sky represent your offspring, your children, essentially. Your offspring would be as numbered as the stars in the sky, as numbered as the grains of sand on the beach. And it was like, you know, Abraham had to believe for that. And he did. But we're not stopping on our way to the promised land. We are pausing occasionally, but we're not going to settle for something that is not what God's best is for us. God's best is to take us all the way to the finish line, take us all the way, and bring a blessing so great that it's almost impossible for us to contain it. That's what's right around the corner for us. That's what is so close we can just about touch it, taste it, feel it, see it, hear it. It's right there. It's right there. And I hope I can let you have that better impression when I bring the Intel segment to you tonight. But I like this teaching, Sue. I thought it was really good. I like the way you brought it out. I like the examples that you gave. And I think that we're really, it's a good test for us to just move forward. We've said it before on the call many times, one step at a time, put one foot in front of the other and just keep moving forward. Because this is our destiny as a called out people. We've been chosen for this to happen for us. If you're on this call and you're invested in these currencies, regardless of which one it is, you have a calling with it. A lot of people have heard about this but never took part of it, never bought anything to be part of this calling. The big call means more than just a show on a platform. It's really a calling that we all have to fulfill God's best for you, God's best for me, God's best for Bob, God's best for Sue, and the pod, God's best for them, and all the rest of the millions of people that hear this call every Tuesday and Thursday night, thanks to the satellite team that gets this call out all across the world. And that's what I got out of it, Sue, and I want to thank you again. Bob, tell us how you respond to Sue's teaching and what you gain from it, please.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Sue. It was really nice and I'm in agreement with you, Sue, about Bruce and his vision and his tenacity mm-hmm. over all these years, mm-hmm. holding the space for people to have their own visions and hopes and special projects that they'll work on when the time is right. And I love that beginning part mm-hmm. also where you talked about making it all the way. And I started thinking about, make it all the way to where and to when and to what. And say, mm-hmm. is there really such a thing as making it somewhere? And I remembered this exercise about focusing on the present time and imagining that right at this moment you're in present time and you're in a circle, a big bubble. And then you try to imagine, okay, if I'm in this bubble in the present, where is the past? Is it outside the bubble over to the left? Is it up to the top left, top, bottom? And then where's the future? Does the future have to be opposite of where the time is? Or could you possibly take the past and the future, one in each hand, and then merge your hands together where they're both the same at the same time, the present time? And the purpose of the exercise was always to get you to rethink the whole concept of the future and the past and whether or not, you can be happy right now. And, perhaps the promised land in the teaching is not a place, but in fact, it's a time. And some say that time is really only a place, but perhaps, this place, the promised land, is a time, which is the present time. And if you look down at the world, from the moon or from afar, and you contemplate God creating it, He created the entirety of the world. So regardless of where you are in the world, when you're there, paradise is where we are right now on God's planet. And we can still be on a journey for something that we have plans and goals that might take steps to accomplish some imagined future. But at the same time, we can hold that journey in one hand, but still be focused in the present moment. And this practice will help to loosen the grip that we have on the future when we're holding it so tight it can't move. And if we lessen that grip, it allows that future to be free to move and really move right towards me, right towards you, to meet us right now. And this collapsing of the time perhaps really is an RV of its own. It's not the revaluation, but perhaps something like real vibrance or revivitized in the name of God's love, that beauty of love Sue spoke about at the beginning.
Mom, I love that. That is really, really imaginative, and I love the way you said that about loosening your grip on the future so that perhaps the future can meet you right where you are now in this time. And I think it is about the journey more than the destination. It is about the journey that we're all on. And one day, we'll look back. I'll look back on 20 years, 13 years of the Big Call, and I'll, admire where we've come from and where we are and where we're going. It's a lot to undertake, but I think anyone who has been on this ride with us will be able to look back and say we've accomplished what God set out in us to accomplish. And that's going to be a really, really good feeling of accomplishment. Sue, you accomplished a lot so far in your life on the big call for almost 10 years now.
That's hard to believe.
I know. And you're still accomplishing a lot with a new class coming and so on. But what about this teaching did you embrace?
The thing I love about bringing these teachings out, and this is particularly, I'm going to call it thick with opportunity and quantum Christ love. Watch my word choices. Is that the three of us get to talk about it, and we get to model a brand new understanding called quantum thinking that's going to show what Christ and the Bible were pointing out, but we never have really been educated in, which is that, like you were saying, Bruce, it's about letting go of linearity, which means I've been in it for 20 years, Sue's been in it for 10 years, Bob's been in it for 10 years. It's not a linear, like tomorrow is, you know, the day, you know, it's not like a line that goes in one direction, just like Bob pointed out. The new model that we're going to be living in is that, and especially when you think about the med beds, when you think about ponder, as a friend of mine used to say, when you ponder that you're going to go into the med bed and you could come out as 28 years old, but you have the maturity and the wisdom of somebody in their wisdom years. I was thinking about this, like, who are you going to be hanging out with? How are you going to be relating to 30-year-olds?
Young people.
How are you going to be?
Yeah.
Well, and the whole, that's a whole reset in itself.
Sure is.
But when you said you would receive a blessing and you could barely receive it all, that's another quantum principle, because on one hand, there's the part of you that stepped into an incredibly expanded possibility of abundance. Let's just say it for what it is. A lot of people just wanted to have a very extraordinary sense of abundance. Their head, if you really sat down to contemplate it, you probably couldn't wrap your head around it. And at the same time, your ability to receive that into perhaps a new med bed version of yourself. Try to do this right now. To be able to literally, the field of energy, the future you that is just on the other side of this event, is actually walking with you right now. It's called the adjacent possible. And what does that future you, how good is that you at receiving not only abundance, but quantum well-being? Well-being that is about the best neurochemistry, the way your body, mind, and spirit work together, the deepest love, the most beautiful way of walking through life. That's the ability, and this is key, and I'm about to finish. The ability to blend, which what's going to happen is the subjective and the objective, the material objective outside, and the subjective, which is your spirit, your emotions, who you are, that never tasted limitation. Your spirit doesn't know limitation, only the part of you that's been conditioned for limitation. Imagine removing that, creating the space, and then walking through life knowing that not just you, this has never happened. It's not like you're a lottery winner. Literally every person that you will meet will have received infinite abundance. We just happen to be the ones that want to learn how to not abandon ourselves, but recreate and redesign and play in recreating our world. So that to me is being able to receive the fullness of this blessing, just like both of you said. So that's my take on it.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for that. That's good. It's really good and very imaginative. I was thinking about your question earlier, which was, you know, who are you going to hang out with? Who are you going to want to be around? I think I'm going to want to be around a bunch of med-bedded 28-year-old people that were older, like I am, and you are, and Bob is, that have some wisdom, the wisdom years, but they have the physicality that they had when they were 28. It's going to really be cool.
Best of both worlds, old, right?
Yeah, exactly. Young, old, middle-aged, whatever. But a lot of people, I think, that get in the med bed will do a full restart and get all the way back to 28, biologically. Okay, very good.
So wild.
You. Yeah, it is. It's fun to contemplate that. Bob, Sue, and I just really do enjoy the teaching in this time. There's a lot to think about or ponder on, doesn't it, Sue? It's good. Well, let's do this. Let us move into your region, Sue, your segment.
No. Praise and prayer.
Yeah, let's do that after praise and prayer, like we always do.
There you go. Good catch. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for the catch. Yeah, thanks. We'll see what happens when it's 5 days between calls. I've only been doing this 13 years. Yeah, all right. Well, you guys aren't.
You were just so excited to get to that segment. That's all. I mean, who can blame you?
That's right, exactly. Well,
I just
see
Bob smiling right now. It's so fun. It's like, God, my remote viewing skills are just off the charts.
Yeah. It's easy to practice remote viewing Bob because he is either getting ready for some night putting, getting ready to use some stretch bands, possibly rolling his eyes, smiling. Who knows? It could be a number of different things that we see Bob doing. All right, let's do this, Sue. Let's see if we have any prayer requests or any praise reports tonight.
It's so easy to just tune into someone's heart and you can know.
Mm.
And so we're going to tune into Pastor Scott's
heart. Yay, Pastor Scott.
Yay. Pastor Scott.
Yay.
Thinking about him right now. I can feel him. I just like, oh, God, scary. The praise tonight is I'm out of the hospital again. and I'm in a rehab facility.
Okay.
I'm doing good with balance and walking unassisted. My prayer is for all the Christ followers that are here. It's amazing. Everyone loves Jesus. I pray for you, Big Call Universe, as we prepare for go time. We wouldn't be prepared if it weren't for Bruce, Bob, and Sue. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor
Scott. That's
so
beautiful, Pastor Scott.
That is nice.
Talk about.
Yes.
What a story. Please get somebody to help you write a book, Pastor Scott, because it's,
yeah,
you know, the end of something about, well, glad I could carry the end of disease for the world, and here's the future, something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Amazing.
That sounds like a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Appreciate the fact that you are in rehab, doing well, walking unassisted. You're going to pull out of this 100%, and we're going to believe and pray for that as you continue being healed in Jesus' name. Any more, Sue?
Okay. Yes. And I want to make sure. While I search, let's see. Hold on a second.
All right, we're holding.
Thank you. I apologize, everybody, but it says this is like a stream that you can't even imagine. Okay. Prayer request for tonight. Good. This is from Stephanie from Boomer Boost. There you go, Bob. You're Stephanie.
From Boomer Stephanie, our own Stephanie, okay.
Yeah. And her name
my
is
rep,
Patricia.
My Boomer's rep. Okay.
And she's so this is for Patricia. We're praying for Patricia because she's taking stem cells to heal her eyes. So please send prayers for her. And so we're going to thank Stephanie and Boomers for the love and the service and the heart and the unity that they bring to everyone. Thank you for that, Bob, and thank you, Stephanie. And now we're going to pray for Patricia. We see that Patricia and anyone and everyone that's connected to Boomers and to the healing ministry part of the Big Call that Boomers support so deeply in, we see everyone receiving such deep healing and knowing that everything they do for their health, with the assistance of Boomers, with the assistance of Christ, with the assistance of taking responsibility and accountability for their health and asking for prayers and getting support, all of that is turning into a magnificent perfection in their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual lives in Christ and in love. Amen. That's how we did that one tonight. We have one more, I guess. Let's see. Oh, one more, two more.
Okay.
Sorry, there's this and Jeannie. Would appreciate prayers for my friend Kathy in Senoia, Georgia, who is undergoing treatments. And this is from Dee. So thank you, Dee. And just realize, everyone, as you're listening to the words, the frequencies that are coming from my heart and touching yours, that millions of people are using their attention for these people and for these praise and prayer requests to strengthen, to heal, to bless and to send high-frequency, Christ-filled healing and energy to all that receive these requests. And realize that as you're listening and we're concentrating on Dee, that that energy is surrounding her in a perfect, beautifully structured field of Christ's healing. And we see that field as being so strong, so invincible, so filled with light, so filled and touching every part of her that needs healing, that supports her treatments, that that stay in place until she's completely healed and she's back to the original perfect template for her body, mind, spirit, and emotions. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
And now, let's see if I did that right.
And now, we have Jeannie.
And now, yep, I just got it. It's toggling back and forth here. Okay, here we go, I think. Yep. Psalm 103. Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I'll praise his holy name. Mm-hmm. He fills my life with good things. 17 days until Valentine's Day. 2/14/25. Wow, it's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
36 days until Ash Wednesday. 3/5/25. 53 days until spring. 3/20/25. 74 days until Passover. And 2 days until Ken celebration. Do that. I just had to do that. Passover in 2025 is expected to begin on the evening of Saturday, April 12th, and end on the evening of Sunday, April 20th. 82 days until Easter, 4/20/25. Wow, is that going to be an Easter? National plan for vacation day, Tuesday, 1/28. 25.
Good.
Get ready to plan for a new adventure this national plan for vacation day. Help Art Day, Tuesday, 1/28/25. Get your canvas, pencils, paints ready to explore the world of creativity. Chinese Lunar New Year's Day, Wednesday, 1/29/25,
mm-hmm.
We say,
yep.
Out with the old and in with the new on this auspicious holiday. A celebration marked by good food, red envelopes, and blessings for everyone. Seeing eye, guide dog anniversary, Wednesday, 1/29/25. National Puzzle Day, Wednesday, 1/29/25. Kudos to all the dogs who act as their humans' eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm.
National Puzzle Day, Wednesday, 1/29/25. Our brain in more ways than one. That doesn't make sense, but scientists have discovered that we work on a jigsaw puzzle. We utilize both sides of the brain, improving memory, cognitive function, and problem-solving skills in the process. Very cool, Jeannie. Thank you. Heavenly Father, today and every day, we thank you and appreciate all the blessings in our lives. Help us to have patience, faith, hope, positive attitude for this RV coming to fruition. Be grateful and thankful for every day we have on this earth and the people that we get to share those days or have shared those days with. Thank you for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's Healing, R&R, MedBeds for Everyone, and the RV Blessing. And those are our praise and prayer requests. On the big call, 25. Yep.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, very much. I love that planning for your vacation, kind of a national plan for your vacation day today. There's still time, at least to think about, maybe not plan it out, but think about where you want to go for vacation. I think we all deserve a little vacay after this, you know? So that hopefully we'll all enjoy that. Let's see. Sue, that was really good. Thank you. I mean,
looking for a moment while I load something up. I need to find something, so.
Okay, go ahead. I got you covered.
Thank you.
What's really good, you know, thank you, Jeannie, for your faithfulness to continue to bring and mention Pastor Scott each time. Yep, we are getting close with 3 days left to the end of the month here. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday being the 31st of January, and then we're into the 1st of February. So we've got, you know, I've got some information that might tie that all in. I'm thinking our Social Security increases will not happen this month, unfortunately, but R&R, I've been told, don't give up on that yet. Yet.
Continue
to see where that is going to land, when that's going to land for us. But I'll have a little more to say in the Intel segment. So, pretty exciting. Pretty exciting times we're in. I've got a lot to say about Iraq. And believe it or not, there's still something that needs to be cleaned up and happen over there. And I don't know. I'm hoping to get called away during the big call for another one or two pieces of intel. We'll see if that happens. We'll see. Sue, what do you think? Do we have it yet?
We're ready to go, ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Ready for you then. Go ahead, Sue.
Welcome, everybody, to this segment to support you in walking with Christ, leading yourself into how to help others. That means you, your family, the people you love, the people that just by you being you, and listening to this segment, you're going to be able to influence and shift and transform the way we've done life on earth for over 2,000, maybe even 100,000 years. So tonight we're going to talk about how you can stop giving your power away to the old systems, you know, trading the old hustle and hurry and too much to do and too little support and too little time version of your life. And how that's really connected and has created what a lot of people don't really realize is 95% of our population has been traumatized. And 95% of that trauma is sitting within you, in your cells, which causes these explosions, which causes lack of connection, which causes alienation, and which causes these blocks to us healing and creating a new society and a new world. It's a very, very big thing. And when you go into the med beds, it's my belief that you're going to be able to recover from trauma. It's really everything we've heard, everything we know scientifically. But this segment is going to introduce you to this upcoming class called Quantum Leaders, Future Founders. And it's a two-part class starting on Thursday night. Let me give you an email in case you're ready to write it down. And we have a limited amount of additional spots. But here's the email to write to us if you'd like to join us. It's integrated, integrated minds at hushmail.com. And just put quantum. But this class is going to take 33 years of what I've devoted my life to, almost 10 years of studying the different new systems of emerging science that are going to help you as a humanitarian founder, as a person that represents Christ, as a person that may hopefully be getting out of a med bed, but if you choose not to get out of a med bed, and you're going to be walking into a world that needs your light, your grounded functioning to facilitate the new projects, the new healing, the new being ready to move beyond the status quo solutions that will be your projects. And this class is just two evenings, Thursday at 7:25 and Friday at 7:25. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at two basic strategies that are based on how you heal trauma, number one, and number two, how do you take a bottom up, which means typically our world has been regulated by people that are over-intellectualizing and thinking too much. Their hearts aren't open. Their intellect drives their decisions. And it's created a skew. It's created disconnect from a relational connection, not only to people, but to the world, to living systems. So this class is going to teach you very simple, proven, scientific. This is designed not to overload you with too much information, but how to use your nervous system to prepare you to be the leader like a Christ, to walk into a room and through your intention, transform it. So let me just ask you a question really quick. How many of you have been in startup situations? How many of you have been in leadership situations? How many of you own your power to step into a room and know? Not believe, know that by your presence, you can affect a higher outcome. If you want to learn how to do that and what is the scientifically proven way you can develop that skill so that when you start working with people that you know, with your family, with going through what you're going to go through, you're going to start to see yourself as operating in your Christhood. And if you want to learn how to do that, then please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And we're going to give you case studies from the work I've been doing, and we're going to give you scientific evidence of this, as well as borrowing from Christ's teachings, so that you're going to see you're stepping into quantum leadership. Your ability to gather the energy that is you, the power that is you, take it back from being tired, drained, giving your power away, whatever it is. And you're going to be able to harness that for two outcomes. To get your life back, so you're not overgiving, which is a chronic, acute. Bruce, I mean, it's so acute in this community. People that are overgiving, and it just people aren't sleeping. They're stressed. You know those patterns. And it's going to teach you how to harness your power in Christ and how you can practice this every day. And it's going to make it so you can make the best, most informed, most enlightened in Christ decisions. So that's the upcoming class. You have the email for that. And then we're just going to say one quick thing about the MedBed 100s are still available. Still have some people that haven't responded to our invoices and have requested, just FYI look. I'm going to give you a short testimonial and then we'll be complete for this evening. But what's important about this, when you take action to send us an email, I want you to really think about this. You're not taking action just for you. With the MedBed 100 program, and if you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle program, yes, Ray, we sent you an invoice. You're changing how we're going to do this new world. It's not like, oh, I'm just getting it for myself, and it's not going to affect how the world changes. It remarkably affects. We have meditations. It's called Neuroplasticity in Christ. And when you go into that meditation and you're practicing who you're going to be in the next 30 days, realize you're beginning to lay down the neural architecture for the future of humanity. You're practicing what does an enlightened in Christ leader, human being, open-hearted, open-minded, boundary person look like. That's a huge gift to the world. So here's what, I can't say their name, but it's a family. This is all they said. This reminds me of Bob. Impressive, insightful, inspiring. Thank you for giving us all clarity and hope, Sue. We love the program, the blank blank family. So, if you want to be, uncluttered, if you want to be clear, if you want to walk in peace and clear standards in love, it means you've got to say no to all that overthinking, all that noise. Then you have the MedBed 100 to support you in making the best decisions so you're quiet inside. So you're not anxious. And then you have the Golden Wisdom Bundle. MedBed 100 is 100. And then if you want, like this, my friend Ray, wherever you are, Ray, who says, you know, I want this for my leadership team, or Pastor Scott, I want this for my leadership team. I need to get this so we know what we're doing. It's the Golden Wisdom Bundle walks you through the various decision strategies, things you're going to have to reflect on, the preparation for your highest decisions for the entire year. And it walks you through all those in five different courses, which I'll just conclude with one, and the last one is the new leader is healer. It gets you, now think about this, and then I'm almost done. I realized that there's a reason that actors, and I've been hired not for actors, but for executives, to get them ready for a new role. You've got to be starting to walk and practice as this new you, the person that can handle holding your energy, being open, having boundaries, knowing how to not take on too much, knowing how you learn, all of that. Teaching you for the first time how to self-regulate your learning. Not everybody's, some people are going to go really fast, say, I know how to do this, blah, blah, blah. We've got you covered. Because we know you're an accelerated learner, probably a high performer, all those things. Others, all you hear repeatedly over and over and over again is to pay attention to your nervous system. That you have never heard anywhere else, ever. Not in your parent, not from your parents, not from church, not from anywhere. And it's the number one thing that is going to transform the world is if we learn to get into the state where we best learn. And that's what really separates us from all the other programs. It's designed so you can tailor your movement through this journey so it strengthens you. So it strengthens you and it doesn't drain you. That's everything in a nutshell for us, to stop the draining of our community that happens because nobody's designing it. So it's not draining for you, but it's regenerative. So MedBed 100, Golden Wisdom Bundle, and that's Integrated Minds. And if you would like to join us, you need PayPal. For the class coming up, just send us an email, and we'll be happy to reach out to you and welcome you as a quantum leader and a future founder of our world. And that's it for me tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. You wrapped that up nicely and give everybody an opportunity to take part in the class. You've got a few spots left, and also still making the Golden Bundle 300 available, as well as the MedBed 100. Yep, that's really, really good. So we'll continue to follow up on that. Thank you for that. We'll mention that a little bit in the Intel segment so everybody can get it down, too. So, thank you very much, Sue. Appreciate it now so much. Bob, you and I have talked before about what's happening as a result of Myotrol, Dynamic Combo, certain other products like Goodnight Formula, and quite a bit of the supplements, and we get a lot of good reviews, testimonials, reviews on all of these. So I'm interested in what you have on that that might be new, we haven't heard. And then anything else that you can tell us about any other research and anything that you're planning for next month, as it were, in February.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, so just wanted to let people know we still have going on here on the 28th our double discount sale. So what it is normally when people get one of our nutrition products and put it onto their auto ship program, they get an extra 10% off. And right now, until further notice, probably another few days, we're doubling that discount. So it's 20% off for people that put something onto their subscription plan, if they've already got one, if you've been thinking about trying something new, it's the chance where you get to try it at a 20% discount. Or if you're a new person just listening and have been thinking about getting started with your health and wellness, this is a great time to go ahead and get started with that. And Bruce, I wanted to just tell you this. We have this week on Thursday, we have a first-time visitor is coming to St. Petersburg for a couple of days. And it's Ken, the gentleman that invented the processing for our barley product. And he's coming from Colombia, the country of Colombia. God willing, if all the planes in Colombia are not taken up for other types of transport.
For other uses.
But, but he's planning to come on Thursday. He's going to spend a couple of days with us here in St. Petersburg. It's the first time.
Great.
It's been 14 years that we've been working with Kent, and we met him once before. We drove a few hours to an airport where he was passing through so we could have lunch with him one day. That was a number of years ago. This is the first time we're going to get to actually spend a bunch of time with him.
That's fantastic.
So this is a very special occasion with a treasured guest arriving at our doorstep.
Awesome.
We do also have, you know, we now have 3,289 testimonials that we've received through this particular testimonial platform. And we switched to this a number of years ago, and we had a whole bunch of more testimonials that are in a different software program, like over 500. So if we were to combine those two together, we're starting to get close to 4,000 testimonials now. And this one came in from a doctor just about an hour ago. And he said, "I am 90 years old, and I love your products. Keep up the good work."
That's terrific.
And
great.
That was regarding the dynamic combo. He was talking about the Gladiator Barley and the combination of Boomer Boost with it. And
yes.
Another one came in about 2 hours ago about Myotrol. Listen to this, Bruce. "This product is the best. My wife and I love it. I am 68 and she's 64, and it's helped us get more involved with our 10 grandkids that we love deeply. Before, we didn't have the energy to keep up with them. Now we're able to take them to the park and play with them while they try to wear us down. We have lost weight in the process. Two thumbs up to the staff at Boomers."
Excellent.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
That, you
I
know,
think so.
You know, this is the thing. You see all these commercials on TV where these people are running in slow motion, you know, with little kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, if you take this drug, you know, it's got some name that's got like 16 different consonants and no vowels. And it's like, I show the family running around playing with kids, right? And this is like, this is the real thing. Myotrol is the real deal. It actually really does that, where people get to play with their grandkids. So here's another one came in. This is another one from an older person who says about Myotrol, great product. It's helping me add muscle to my old body.
How about that? Sure it will.
Now, this one's really cool. What this lady did is, for some reason, she saved all the empty bottles of Boost and ashwagandha and stuff, and she stacked them all up in a pile and sent us a testimonial, and she took a picture of it and put writing across it. She said, I've been taking all of this for over 3 years.
Right.
And I went to my doctor, and he said, I was one in a million, and I don't need to see you until next year.
How about that?
That's great. So she wrote this.
That is great.
I've been on these products for over 3 years now. I have more vitality, life focus, and resilience than ever before. Thank you.
Golly. So she stacked all those up like a big pile in like a pyramid type shape, Bob. I mean,
exactly.
You know?
In a pyramid. And you can see the pictures of it if you go to our website.
It's cool. That would be good
then,
for?
Then another one came in 3 days ago, lady talking about Boomer Boost. I love it so much, I never want to be without it.
Super.
Then here's another one came in about Gladiator Barley. This person's a real character. He sent us a picture of Baby Yoda that says there's three types of mornings, early, too early, and what the heck am I doing up? And he writes his testimonial about Gladiator Barley. Great product. I'm 63, and I feel like I'm 25. No aches and pains.
Excellent.
And, you know, that's something that I noticed, Bruce, myself, when 14 years ago, I started taking the Gladiator Barley. And I had a lot of aches and pains in my body from playing basketball and baseball and football for, like, literally for 50 years. And and having been in different car accidents where I broke my back and broke my neck and my legs and fractured my skull, I was always kind of hobbling around a little bit. And when I started taking the Gladiator Barley, it was like almost immediately, within 4 or 5 days, the inflammation in my body went down so much. It was like, oh my God, my back doesn't hurt anymore. My knee doesn't hurt anymore. My shoulder seems to be okay. Where I tore my rotator cuff, it was like inflammation just dropped right away. And we've had lots of people tell us that they've experienced the same thing. And it's no wonder when you think about it, because the barley has so many different compounds in it that it not only reduces your inflammation, but it increases your absorption of nutrients. And it gives you all the building blocks to repair your body, all the amino acids and metabolic enzymes that you need that most people don't have enough of. Most people are malnourished. And you know, Bruce, they have a resurgence of scurvy now in different countries in the world, including in France. They have all these young children showing up at the hospital with scurvy, which really, you know, was only a short period of time when, you know, during the Renaissance, when the sailors were getting scurvy, until they figured out, you know, giving them citrus fruit, you know, cured it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't really had a big issue with scurvy. But these days, there's such a poor base of nutrition that people have from eating prepared foods, these, you know, super processed foods and junk foods, that they're starting with a very low base of nutrition. And then if they're not taking in any food at all that has vitamin C, they're going to end up in the hospital. It's really quite amazing that it's still happening. And really all they need is, all our child really needs is take a couple of little vitamin C pills, you know, every other day, and they would be fine. But their parents don't even know. They don't know what it is. They bring them to the hospital, and the doctor's like, oh, my God, this child has scurvy. And so we're, you know, here in St. Petersburg, if people are doing, you know, as Ken is, coming to visit in St. Petersburg, and you want to stop by and visit us at the office, give a call ahead of time. We're at 5401 Central Avenue. It's not a storefront, but we have all our products there in a conference room, along with all of our storage and offices and fulfillment and all that kind of thing. And we've had lots of visitors come to see us. Bruce, that heard about us on the big call. In fact, a lot of people who didn't know we were there that live within a couple of miles of our facility, but heard about us on the big call and came to visit.
That's fantastic. Love that.
And,
love that, Bob. That's terrific.
Yep. And so that's what I got for tonight. Bruce, if people want to give us a call and talk with Stephanie, Stephanie's one of the ladies that answers the phone. She's been doing that for 6 or 7 years now for us. I can't imagine how many tens of thousands of phone calls she's actually taken. And she and Lucy do most of the answering of the phones. You might hear from Jim Lee as well. Jim's been working for us for 8 years now, and started when he was 80. And it was the first time he had this type of a job where he had to learn to use the computer and do phone work. And prior to that, Jim was a boat captain who would take people on fishing expeditions, and he was also a hunting guide, where he would take people out into the forest in Florida and the Everglades on hunting trips. And he wrote a book about his life growing up in the wilds of Central Florida with his grandfather and father. It's called Palmetto Sunrise.
Palmetto Sunrise.
Yep. So if you get a call from Jim Lee, he's calling to check up to make sure you're okay, if you're a customer of ours. And that's who he is. He also has a cookbook out on how to cook all the foods that you might gather up into a pile if you were living here in Florida.
Bob, do you think Jim used to take guests out in an airboat through the Everglades, through the swamp?
I would guess he probably has. I'll tell you what.
Trip.
If we have a call on Thursday, Jim recently wrote a testimonial about his experience with Boomer products, and which he's been using, you know, for 9 years.
Right.
And so I'll read his testimonial next on Thursday if we have a call.
That'd be fantastic. Well, you mentioned Stephanie, and she's the rep that I go to, and she, if I don't catch her on the first couple of rings, she'll call me back, and really efficient. I don't try to tie them up with any major stories or anything. I just go right into it, give her my order, and she reads it back to me. Next thing you know, I get a text to confirm it, and I'm good to go. And it's really, really good. But keep this in mind, guys. The fact that we have Boomers is really a benefit because, you know, obviously we have a lot of listeners and a lot of people you know, need these products. You don't have to be a boomer to try them. You don't have to be 60 or 70 or 80 years old. You know, they're good at any age. You know, and as you hit your 40s maybe, good idea to be, you know, looking into taking these products. A lot of people that are millennials are interested in nutrition and fitness, and they go to the gym, and they need, you know, the vitamin C, vitamin D3, and all of those things, and they know about ashwagandha. They know about some of these other things, and it's really important that they get to try the combination of Boomer Boost and barley. You know, I've been on, you know, Gladiator barley with Boomer Boost for, gosh, I'm going to say, how many years would it be? It'd probably be, oh, gosh, 9, maybe 10 years, close to 10 years, at least 9.5 years.
It'll be 10 years in July. It'll be 10 years in July.
Okay, so good 9.5 years so far. And, you know, I love it. And what's important, and Bob doesn't always mention this, but it's a dynamic combo for a reason. What happens is when you take the Boomer Boost and the barley, whether it's Gladiator barley or the Heirloom barley, together as a dynamic combo, the one effectuates the other. And it really, there's a synergy there. And if you just took one, let's say you just took the Boomer Boost and you didn't take the barley, well, you get the benefit of 68 active compounds in the Boomer Boost, but when you take it with barley, it effectuates it by about 500% when you take those two together. So it's definitely something, you know, they called it Gladiator barley because that seed crop was started back in those days of the Gladiator. And when they looked at the skeletons on these gladiators who were taking this product, this barley, they noticed that they didn't have any broken bones. They might have a nick from a sword, something like that on the bone, but the bones were super strong. And that's one of the benefits of the barley and Boomer Boost is that it will help strengthen your body. And as you get older, how many times have we heard, oh, somebody fell, my mother fell, my grandma fell, and she hurt her hip and broke her hip? Well, the chances are you're not going to have an issue like that if you've got strong bones. And that's one thing that the Boomer Boost and barley will help you with. The other thing is, I love the fact that you can take those products and really feel better with them. And the idea of the superoxide dismutase that's in the barley will reduce your inflammation to where the last tests I've had on my CRP, C-reactive protein is the test, have shown nothing, no inflammation. It's actually less than 0.1%, and the last test was showing a negative number, in other words, 0. And I can't ask for more than that. To have no inflammation is a beautiful thing. So because inflammation is sort of a precursor to adult onset diseases. And it's a tell that you are going to get something or you could get something. Well, my thing would be everybody make sure when you get into the subscribe and save auto ship program that you get Boomer Boost and barley every month. If you would like to get the premium probiotics, it's the best probiotic out there. And then, of course, lignans is also something that's very important and very useful and very helpful. So I take all four of those in a powder every day. Now, beyond that, I told you guys I take quite a few of the vitamins, you know, B-complex, C, D3, I take the magnesium and zinc, because another huge component people don't think about is that their bones are strengthened with the magnesium and zinc combination. They're really as important as the calcium is to bone density and bone strength, and so on and so forth. So, and you guys know I like the Good Night formula. I take that every night. And it's really good, and I love to dream. And it takes me all the way back. I don't want to start dreaming yet, but it takes me all the way from, you know, not sleeping to a beautiful dream state. And usually I have two or three different dreamscapes that I create in dreamland. So I want you guys to realize the address, the reason, the how you get there is when you go to my site, bigcalluniverse.com, and you get on there on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You click on it, boom, you're right into Bob's site. You can go through, look at the various products, see what you want to add, and then set up a subscribe and save account. And I highly recommend Myotrol. If you don't have it on your auto ship, put it on there. Get it on there, because you're going to want to take that every month. Every day of the month. And realize, guys, we're not that far, even though we're still in winter, we're not that far from spring. So you might want to get a start on getting in shape for spring and summer, getting in shape for that vacation that probably a lot of us will take after this goes for a week or two, maybe in the Caribbean, you know, and you're going to want to be looking good so that you'll feel better in your swimsuits, whether it's one piece or two piece, whatever it is. So consider that. The other thing is the phone number. If you have any questions or something you feel like you need some help with, you can call 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. So please beware of that. Bob told you he's on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you plan to make a trip down to Florida for vacation, certainly give them a call way ahead of time and let them know when you could come by for a visit. And they'd love to see you, okay, especially if you're a Big Call listener. So I just wanted to say that. You've got the phone number. You know the sale is there where you can double whatever you put on your subscribe and save if you're a new subscribe and save person, and you can get not only 10 but 20% savings on that first month on whatever product you put on your subscribe and save. If you have any questions, give them a call. All right. Thank you, Bob, very much for that. That was a great segment. I love it. I love the testimonials, and I love it when a lot of Big Call listeners, especially as they get a little older, they get a really good sense of humor, and they're not afraid to use it, you know, in the testimonial. Yeah. So isn't that cool? I love that. That's cool. Well, all right, let's do this.
Yep.
Let's talk about Intel, Bob, and let's get this thing rolling here. All right, so let's do that. Now, I have a little bit of a disclaimer to say right now. There are two different things. One, you guys know that I've been doing this for quite a while, and I would never try to tell you anything that is not true. I do my best to vet the information that I get and also to use discernment on what I should bring and how I should tell you about it. Now, you guys know that I don't create any intel. my main handler that funnels the intel to me does not create intel. The intel is coming from multiple sources. I know some of you wonder, well, why don't you ever tell us who you're getting this from or whatever? Well, I can tell you some of these people are, let's put it this way, they're not public figures. They're behind-the-scenes people. Some of them are computer people that manage and have put up the Starlink satellite system. Some of them are military that go pretty high up. Some of them are what we call Redemption Center operatives. Generally, they're all the leader of the Redemption Center where they work, or in some cases, some of our people are over 6 Redemption Centers, or 7 Redemption Centers, or 3 Redemption Centers, those 3 particular cases. And some are bank bond people that help redeem the bonds that are out there. Some are executives, high up executives with Wells Fargo. And we don't always get the information that we're looking for. Some, and more recently, more people are under new NDAs. More people have been told not to say anything to certain people. And it's been getting a little harder to get the information that we want to get. It's been a little bit tough. But we generally have something to bring out on every Tuesday and Thursday night that is relevant. Now, it may only be relevant for a period of time before the information is added to what we already have. We get enhanced information, timing, things that help to tend to help us explain where we are or why it didn't go or what we still need in the way of things to happen behind the scenes. So this is a continually changing scenario. And you guys know that by now, I'm sure. But I've been told by one of our sources said, this is like a military operation that can change at any moment. And I think he was right. I think we've seen that. Certainly, we've been very close, at least in the minds of our sources, and they're very good sources. And yet, for some reason or another, we didn't go. It wasn't ready. We just didn't go. So I'm going to tell you right now that there are certain people on 2 calls that are out there that you guys know about that are speaking against the concept of redemption centers as if they don't matter or don't exist, that banks are the only way to do these exchanges. And it's so unbelievably untrue because we know the people that are in charge of the redemption centers. We know the people that send out the emails that they get from Treasury and Wells Fargo to go out to the redemption centers across this country. And there are I believe it's over 10,000 redemption centers in the United States, not including what there is in Canada, which is overseen by HSBC. The ones in the U.S. are overseen by Wells Fargo. The ones in Mexico and further south in Central America and so on are overseen by Banco Santander, which is Santander Bank. And HSBC has a lot of the international locations in Europe and other countries. I'm concentrating primarily on, of course, the United States. And Canada, a close trading partner and neighbor to us. I get information out of Canada, and it's very helpful and it's very positive. So just be aware that if we miss it or we miss a date or something happens like that, that try not to shoot the messenger. I'm somebody that brings you the best of what I hear. And, you know, listen, there are times when things come out and I'm not happy with what I'm getting. I'm saying, wait a minute. That is bringing this into play or that into play, or why hasn't that been done or whatever. I'm not a lay down when it comes to getting this information. I want you guys to know it affects me, it affects Sue, it affects all of you. You know, if I get something that seems like it's not right. I heard something the other day and I went, I don't know about that. That does not seem to be accurate. And then you find that the next day or so, that same person will give you some information that will clarify it. Or now you go, okay, I see what happened. I see what that was all about. Now, let me tell you where we are and what we're hearing. Let's talk about Iraq for a minute. Iraq was sent $500 million in fiat dollars. In other words, the money that we currently have in our wallets and have in our purses, if you're a woman. They were sent this $500 million, $500 million, by the faux Biden administration before this past election, the 2024 election. And they were trying to thwart and delay the RV and our start. Well, I heard this yesterday, that those monies, they need to be picked up in Iraq. Iraq still believes, and if you're in Iraq listening to this call in Arabic, let me tell you, for the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, Iraq still has more faith in our fiat dollar, which has nothing but the full faith track record, essentially, of the U.S. government behind it. Now, that's about to change in a matter of a couple of days. We'll have our USN and USTN, United States Treasury note currency, out. I believe it'll be, I heard today, it'll be 24 to 36 hours for that to occur. Now, in the meantime, Iraq has fiat dollars that they're not supposed to be using. Fiat money outside of the United States is worthless. It has no value. Now, what's going to happen is the people that have this money in Iraq need to exchange it for lower denomination Iraqi dinar. And I believe they're doing that right now and continuing to do that until that's all gone. Or that those fiat dollars that were brought over by the faux Biden administration will have no value. All right? So that's one of those little things that may have been holding this up and may continue to hold it up for a little while, but not very long. I don't think it's big enough to hold this thing up for more than a few days. Now, the other thing that I find very interesting is that the timing for this, we know that we have an asset-backed dollar, our USN, which is United States note, some say United States new, digitally ready to go. It is ready to go. The timing on it looks to be 24 to 36 hours from now, and we'll all be all set. In the redemption centers, for the past year and a half, our U.S. Treasury notes, which is our new currency, our new folding money, is in the redemption centers. And it's shrink-wrapped. It's shrink-wrapped and ready for us. The banks also have it, probably in the vault, maybe in drawers, but in the vault. It's not in the teller drawers yet, not at the teller stations. So that's ready to go. And when we get in for our exchanges at the redemption center, they don't want us to take more than $500 in cash in the new USTN notes. They just think too much cash for us could be a security risk and we could end up, losing it or something. So that's part of it. So we have the belief that what we're hearing from some of our other sources that are bondholders or bond paymasters is that the release of funds, and let's go back and talk about this, the release of funds tonight or overnight tonight is for the fines and penalties, adjudicated settlements, the CMKX, the so-called intermediaries, which are farm claims, ranch claims, and possibly Native American claims. All of those fit into a category that we call intermediaries. They're sort of between Tier 3 and Tier 4, but they are occurring along with funds going out for bondholders that should receive emails. Bondholders should receive emails tomorrow telling them that they should have access to their funds on such and such a date. Okay, so here's something else that I found very interesting. One of our stronger international redemption center leaders said that we would get this, our notifications, within 5 days, and that was including tomorrow, or actually it included today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is the 1st of February, Saturday, that we would have this on or by the 1st of February. Now, the latest information so far that I received today is talking about the possibility of getting something over the next 24 to 36 hours. That sort of brings in the possibility of Wednesday, Thursday. Now, they could theoretically, based on the idea of 5 days, could take us all the way out to Saturday, which is February 1st. So I guess I'm trying to narrow it down and say it's possible that we... Hold on one moment. Sue, if you're still there, I'm going to take this call real briefly. See who
I'm unmuting.
First. Yep. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Bob and I will hold the fort. How's the darkness down there, Bob? Bob? Am I alone on this call?
Thank you, Sue.
Okay,
no, I'm here now.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue. All right. So when we look at this, we look at the concept of it could go in a couple of days. I'm saying tomorrow and Thursday are in play, but it could just stretch us out to Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Saturday, which means we could get notified Friday and start Saturday. We could get notified Saturday, start Saturday, and kick off the weekend. Or if everything gets completed like we hope, we might be looking at something in the next couple of days before the end of the month. Now, as far as R&R is concerned, I was told not to say it won't happen this month, because it still could. With 3 days left, though, I'm not very confident in that. And I definitely don't feel confident in an increase in Social Security in the month of January, like we had been told. This is, again, where the intel morphs and changes as the situation changes as time goes by. But we'll have to see when that comes out. Now, when we get our new USN currency announced, when we get it out, and we're part of a golden era right now, okay, President Trump has referred to this as the start of a new golden age. He's referring to the gold-backed USN dollar. And he's worn symbolic things in the past, like for example, he might wear a gold tie, or he might have the White House lit up in gold lights. That was happened a few days ago. That took place. So there's symbolism, but you have to look for it. And we're getting sort of teased on the idea of no income taxes. Well, you remember, and in fact, it was brought out that they're looking at a so-called fair tax, which is really a consumption tax, which that's all part and parcel of NASARA. And so they've been hinting at these things and teasing, and they're talking about this bill and that bill. Well, NASARA is a bill that was passed a long time ago, but it was never enacted. And I believe President Trump will enact that. And as part of it, part of that is having an asset-backed currency again for us. Because, look, a lot of the countries around the world are already gold-backed. And we'll be gold-backed and backed by other precious metals and other assets, the USN. And we'll have the strongest dollar, we'll have the strongest currency again in the world. So that's all happening for us. That's coming in. So I'm looking forward to a really good week, rest of the week, and possibly weekend. And I want everybody to stay positive for it. And I'm going to do the best I can to bring you the best version of the intel that I get. As we vet, and I haven't gotten anything else new tonight, like I'd hoped, before ending the big call. So, obviously I'll have something more by Thursday, but hopefully we get this thing to kick off by the big call, or before it, in which case Thursday night's call would be a celebration call. So, I'm excited about it and looking forward to it. Now, let's talk about where Sue is right now in terms of getting out these bundles, especially the MedBed 100. For $100, you get two class recordings of about 3 hours total, and quite a bit of really valuable information about the MedBeds and how to prepare for the MedBed interview and all the things that you can consider adding to your MedBed list when you go in. Very valuable. Highly recommended. Some people are also getting the Golden Bundle 300, which is quite a bit of classes, a total of five courses and about, God, at least 15 classes. And it's just really, really good information on everything you're going to want to know when you step out of the Redemption Center and step into your new life. So I highly recommend that. If you don't have that yet, you might want to get that in addition to the MedBed 100. So the Golden Bundle 3, or the Golden Wisdom Bundle, we call it Golden Bundle 300, is $300. And like I mentioned, the MedBed 100 is $100. The combination of those two, $400, if you would like to get them that way. The way to do it is send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And send her that, and in the subject line put what you would like, whether it's the MedBed 100, put that in the subject. If it's the Golden Bundle 300, put that in there. If it's both, just put Bundle Wrap 400. So you'll get both of those for $400. All right? Now, send that off, but watch your emails so that you can respond back when Sue responds back to you. You can be ready. Don't let your email drag for hours and hours, and all of a sudden she's wondering what's going on. I sent you an invoice. Where is your payment for that? And use PayPal if you have the account. And if you don't, she'll invoice you through PayPal, and you can pay for it that way. Okay, it's very simple, but make sure that you watch your emails throughout the day. If you send one in, watch for other response from Sue. Also, she has the new class, which is designed to start in two nights, Thursday night at 7:25 p.m. Eastern time. And that's going to be about, let's see, what is that one? It's the leaders, and it's about, oh, God, why can't I think of the name of the class? It's Quantum Leaders is all you need to know, Quantum Leaders. And just send her an email that says, I'm in for the class. The class is $100, and it's two nights, Thursday and Friday of this week. Okay, Thursday and Friday. So let's see how that works for you. Hopefully you'll take advantage of it. And hopefully you'll also take advantage of the subscribe and save double savings option on Bob's Boomers site, and you know how to get there. So let's get ready to just look forward for the next few days to the result of this, and to have everything that we're looking for come through when we get those emails and can set the appointments. Realize our dinar contract rate is only available at the Redemption Center, number one, if you have dinar. And two, the ZIM is only redeemed at the Redemption Centers. So that tells you right there, you really have to set up an appointment with your 800 number, which is very simple, and you'll set that up for a Redemption Center that's closest to your zip code, and you'll be taken through on the steps, not very much, and then you'll be connected to a Redemption Center person, I believe a live person, who will actually finalize your appointment setting and answer a few questions for you. Okay? So beware of that. Look for the emails that would be coming from Wells Fargo if you're in the United States, and probably HSBC if you're in Canada, and Banco Santander if you're in Mexico or Central or South America. All right? And let's do this, though. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll take it from there. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everyone who has helped us on the big call. Thank you to Bob, for Sue, for GCK, for Pastor Scott, for Jeannie, for the satellite team, for all the listeners in Big Call Universe that have been faithful in listening to us for the last 13 years. Thank you for provision, for our healing, for keeping us financially hydrated, and for everything that we witness every day of our lives. Thank you for the good times. Thank you for the difficult times, because we need to get stronger as we go through those. Thank you for this blessing and everything that's contained therein, and help us to do the very best we can to be good stewards of it as we move forward with our humanitarian projects to help level the playing field around the world. We thank you for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, guys, we will look forward to talking with you Thursday, hopefully a celebration call. We'll see what happens, okay? And we'll everybody have a great night's sleep, and we'll talk to you Thursday. All right. Let's go ahead and turn off the recording, and then we'll turn off the call.